Let's start with what is arguably the most dramatic single military action we've seen from Ukraine in months. On the night of July 17th, going into July 18th, Ukraine launched approximately 370 drones simultaneously toward the Moscow region and surrounding oblasts. To put that number in perspective, Ukraine's largest previous single-night drone barrage was around 250 drones in early 2026. This is a significant scale-up in operational tempo and sheer volume of munitions deployed.
The confirmed casualty toll is 7 workers killed at a Wildberries warehouse in Tambov Oblast. Wildberries, for listeners who don't know, is Russia's largest e-commerce platform, the Russian equivalent of Amazon. Fires also erupted at a second warehouse and at an oil depot near Moscow. The targeting logic here is worth unpacking. Ukraine is deliberately hitting logistics infrastructure, warehouses, fuel depots, rather than purely military targets. That's a dual-purpose strategy. It disrupts Russian economic activity, it generates visible damage that Russian civilians can see and feel, and it forces Moscow to divert air defense resources away from the front lines in eastern Ukraine.
The Russian air defense picture is also telling. With 370 drones in the air, even a system as layered as Russia's Moscow area defenses can't intercept everything. Russia has invested enormous resources in protecting the capital specifically. They've deployed S-400 systems, Pantsir batteries, and electronic warfare equipment in concentric rings around Moscow. The fact that drones are still getting through to cause fires and casualties within a few hundred kilometers of the Kremlin is a significant embarrassment for the Russian military establishment. And more practically, it suggests Ukraine has found corridors or timing windows that exploit gaps.
Meanwhile, Russia's response came in the Black Sea theater. A fresh strike hit the port of Odessa, targeting grain trade infrastructure. This is the continuation of a pattern that's been running since Russia pulled out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative back in 2023. Each time Ukraine expands its drone capabilities and strikes deeper into Russian territory, Russia responds by hitting Ukrainian economic targets, particularly the port infrastructure that Ukraine uses to generate export revenue. Odessa's port is responsible for a significant share of global wheat and sunflower oil shipments. Disruption there reverberates to food prices in North Africa and the Middle East within weeks.
And then there's the Zelensky Intelligence Archive announcement that adds a completely different dimension to Ukrainian diplomacy this week. Zelensky has said Ukraine will open its intelligence archives on the Volhynia massacre. For listeners who need context, that's the 1943 mass killing of between 50,000 and 100,000 ethnic Poles by Ukrainian nationalist forces during World War II. This is a wound that has complicated Poland-Ukraine relations for 80 years. Opening those archives is a significant gesture toward Poland, which is one of Ukraine's most critical military and political supporters. It suggests Zelensky is thinking carefully about cementing alliances for the long war, even when that requires confronting painful historical chapters.
The timing is not accidental. Poland goes to parliamentary elections in the fall, and the Volhynia question is politically live in Warsaw. By moving on the archives now, Zelensky is essentially giving the Polish government, which has backed Ukraine with billions in military aid, a diplomatic gift to bring home to voters. It's the kind of strategic statecraft that often gets overlooked amid the daily casualty counts and drone barrage headlines. But it may matter more for Ukraine's long-term position in Europe than any single military operation.
One more thread here. The Tambov Oblast strikes are also notable geographically. Tambov is roughly 480 kilometers southeast of Moscow, deep inside Russia by any measure. Ukraine is demonstrating that its long-range drone capability now extends well beyond the border regions of Belgorod and Kursk that were the primary targets in earlier phases of the conflict. That geographic reach changes Russia's internal security calculus considerably.